T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jill Schlesinger is with us from JillOnMoney.com. Heard weekends here on WBEN talking about the upside of a downturn. I like this idea. Finding something positive, right?
I got to go somewhere, you know. Otherwise, people are going to be like, wah, wah, I don't want to hear from Schlesinger anymore. So here's your upside. You know, for the last, I would say before, let's say, the end of this year, say for the last 3 years, every time I'd get a caller, I'm like, hey, it's Susan from Buffalo. And I'd say, hey, you know, you need to beef up your emergency reserve fund. And someone would say, well, oh, you know what? I can't. I have all this money in the stock market. It's making so much more money than the stupid, boring reserve fund that you're advocating. Now, all of a sudden, it's a lot easier to talk about that because people are like, wait a second. I get why these emergency reserve funds are so important, because when bad things happen, I want to have a little extra money on hand. And bad things can be something bad in your own life. It could be like, oh, I've lost hours, or maybe my spouse lost a job. Or it could be something as simple as, wow, the refrigerator broke and I need some extra money. And because I'm spending so much on gas, I need some extra emergency reserves. So it is cool to talk about emergency reserve funds again. You want 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a boring old account. Oh, and by the way, if you're retired or thinking about retirement pretty soon, like in the next year, you want to beef up your emergency reserve fund to more like 1 to 2 years of expenses. That's so you don't have to invade your 401k or your IRA at a time when markets have dropped. So it's a good way to kind of beef everything up. It sort of sounds like a simple piece of advice, but I can only catch people's attention when things are actually bad. So that's why I'm saying let's focus on that.
Yeah, I'm trying to look through your list of good things, but it seems like most of them are just, hey, it's a great time to not go out and spend your money.
Well, that's not, wait a second, maybe or not, but I mean, like, well, maybe, except that I have two areas that I think are really important that, you know, obviously paying down debt is amazing. So if you have a credit card, there's no way that you're going to get a 15 or 20% guaranteed return right now. So that's why it's the best investment of the day. But also, what about continuing to add money to your retirement account? If you're lucky enough, you still have a job, things are going pretty well. The good news is that you don't have to be so smart to say, where's the bottom? Where's the top? You just keep putting money away into that retirement account. And boy, that is going to really pay dividends in the future. So that's one area. And here's a way to spend some money and to make money. Maybe you convert an old traditional retirement account into a Roth version. And there you're going to have to spend some money, right? So maybe you're lucky. You had a great time saving money during the pandemic. Nothing bad happened. You've got extra money. You got an old IRA account. Maybe you convert that into a Roth. That means you have to pay the tax that's due on the amount of money that you convert, but the money grows tax-free forever. And it's very compelling as you get older not to be forced to take money out of a retirement account. And of course, I do have a little section that is, I almost called it the kiss up to your boss section, because we've been talking about the great resignation and a hot job market, which it is still a hot job market. But it can change fast. So if you think you're working in a place where you love it and it's great, yes, kiss up to your boss, but also make sure you've got the skills you need. A lot of bosses are out there and they're trying to retain their staff. They're giving benefits like, hey, we'll pay for a certificate program, or we'll pay for a little education on the side. Do that. Make sure you take advantage of that right now, because you want to make sure you look to be the strongest person in your area, that you don't want to lose your job when things turn.
Mm. And that Roth conversion, I mean, that's a win-win for almost everybody, right? Because you're paying that tax up front.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's so cool, because I think a lot of people used to think, well, I mean, I don't know. I might be in a higher tax bracket today than in the future. But I think it's fair to say that when you look ahead, it's probably likely that tax rates will rise in the future, not go down. We're at historic low rates. So if you're converting money right now and you're, say, in the 22%, the highest tax bracket that's on your money, it's 22%. It's hard to imagine in the future that you're going to drop well below that if you've got some money that's socked away. The other thing is when you have a required distribution that comes out of, because when you turn age 72, maybe it'll end up being 75. When you turn that those ages, the government forces you to take money out of your retirement accounts because they want to get their tax paid, right? Well, when that money is forced out, it can really screw up your Medicare calculation. It may mean that you're paying more for Medicare. It may mean that you're paying a higher amount of taxes later in your life when other things could be going on. So I think it's great to know that some portion of that pre-tax money has been converted and it grows tax-free forever. It is a great asset to leave to your kids if that's something that's important to you.
How interested are you in what happens with the job market? Because, you know, right now, places still hiring, you still need people, and yet everyone seems to know this recession is on the way. Where do you expect to see places take a hit, and where do you expect things to maybe, I don't know, where if you have a job, you're safe when you normally wouldn't be in a recession because they're already short-staffed?
I mean, that's the beauty of where we are right now in the job market when it comes to being a worker, because even if we have a slowdown, even if we have a recession, as you said, because so many of these businesses are still seeking help, then what we're finding is that, you know, even in the moment where you think, oh my God, it could really be bad, I'm thinking that we're still short quite a few workers here. I mean, look, of the 11 million job openings right now, do I think that that Amazon is hiring as many people as they did? No, they overdid it. But for a lot of other areas, especially leisure and hospitality, still has 10% fewer positions than they had before the recession. It is really possible that you could get a job and keep a job amid a recession. So I suspect that many of those industries will continue to try to fill their job openings. Now, a lot of this is predicated on how long and how deep a recession or a slowdown is, right? So in some respects, I can't answer that question. I'm always interested in watching the job market, but it's impossible to answer the question without going through this, which is why I think if you can do this right now, while the economy is still growing, while there are jobs that are abundant, if you could potentially really look at your job and be critical about it and be able to say, you know what, this is a good job. I'm going to stop my job search because actually if I go to a new place and things fall apart, I'm the last guy in, and usually last in, first out, as we say in accounting. Ha, LIFO is what it's like, the old thing. But, you know, it really is important. And also, look, if you had a side hustle, if you were the kind of person who was like during the pandemic, you were like, oh, I'm bored. I got this, you know, Etsy site, or I did this, or I do something, or I do help taxes on the side. I do programming on the side, anything that's on the side. Even if you say I'm a driver on the side, I do like a little Uber action on the side. Great. Think about that. If something were to be we're not going to go back to a COVID recession where everything is shut down. Whatever recession or slowdown we have is going to be more of like the run-of-the-mill slowdown. And that does not mean that the entire economy stops. So that really gives people opportunity to potentially exploit areas that are still doing okay. So I would be very aware of that. And, you know, don't say no so quickly. That's the other thing. You know, like I can be an independent contractor and someone says, oh, we want you to write, you know, an extra article. I always say yes, because even if it's not a ton of money and it's time, I like having a little extra money on the side because that's how I roll.
All right. Good food for thought. Thanks, Jill.
Take care.
You too. Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.